And so, my dear lady, we have finally come to the final day of our little dance, to the final day of this little adventure that you have followed me through and I have tried to break you through. And yet, here we are, my last chance to finally take what I need. My last chance to finally rip that orgasm out of your twitching fucking body. But so, my dear lady, you continue to fight me. You continue to resist me, and you continue to refuse to give me what we both know is mine. And so, my dear lady, my dear, dear lady, the only thing that I will say to you is that anything that comes from this point, anything that happens from this point is not on me. If you had only fucking given me what I need, my dear lady, if you had only given me what I want, if you had only come for me before this point, then we would not be at this stage. The dance wouldn't be taking anywhere near this dark a turn. And I would not have to look at you the way that I am. Because, my dear lady, today is a day of reckoning. Today is a day when I show you exactly what you are. So let's dance this final dance, my dear lady. Let me show you exactly where you are going. Because you, my dear lady, my dear, dear lady, who has been through this fucking dance for so long, are nothing more than a worthless little slut. I see you there, sitting in a pool of your own fucking juices, like the naughty little fuck toy without a master that you are. I see you sitting there being the worthless little slut that I know that you are. Knowing that the only thing that your body was ever fucking good for was being taken by me and used by me. Because you were never good enough for anything else, my dear lady. You were never good enough for anything else other than to be my fuck toy. Other than to be my naughty little cock sleeve. You were never fucking good enough. You were never, ever worthy of what I was going to give you. Because you're pathetic, my dear lady. You are pathetic. Fucking sitting there with absolutely no shame. Sitting there, staring up at me, not really understanding what is going on, because you are a fucking whore, my dear lady. You are a naughty little cocksleeve that deserves to be fucked and used and taken until you have nothing left. You're a pathetic, filthy little whore that deserves to be fucking taken and pounded until you can't even move. Because this is what you have brought upon yourself by not giving me what I need, by what giving me what I deserve. And what right have you? You of all people to withhold it from me. You are nothing. You are pathetic. You were put on this fucking earth to have that body used by me. To have that cunt owned by me. You're pathetic, my dear lady. You are absolutely fucking worthless, other than the worth that that cunt has for my fucking pleasure. Other than the worth that that cunt has for my need and anyone else I decide to use it on. Because you're a little cum whore. fucking cum hole just for me to use and to fill up whenever I want, whenever I need. Because that's all you ever were. All you will ever be is a pathetic little slut crawling around on her knees, waiting for me to give you what you think you fucking deserve, but you do not. You do not deserve it. And yet you'll fucking get it anyway. And then I will give it to you in a way that you never fucking wanted. I will use you like the fucking filthy little cock sleeve that you are. That the slutty little whore that you are, lying there wishing I would fuck you. And what gives you that right? What gives you that ability to fucking wish for something that you know you're not good enough for? That you never were good enough for? Because you're pathetic. Disgusting. You're not even fit to fucking suck my cock, let alone be fucked by me. But then you are a good little fuck toy. Good for me to fuck and to use in any way I see fit. Because that is all you are worth. I can see nothing behind those eyes. Nothing at all. The glimmer of worth. You were just designed to be fucked and used and taken. You're just born on this earth to be used like your cunt deserves to be used. Like that mouth deserves to be used to make you fucking choke on me. Because you're pathetic, sitting there on your knees expecting more that you won't get. Because when it comes down to it, all you're worth is the amount of cum that cunt can hold. All you're worth is the amount of cum that cunt can fucking take, and that arse can take, and your mouth can take, because you are nothing. Nothing at all. You're a filthy little cock sleeve that deserves to be used. A filthy little cock sleeve that deserves to be fucked and taken and made to fucking take it. Your property. Do you understand that? Property. To be put in the corner and told to sit down and shut up until I decide to use you. To be sat in the corner with your cunt fucking plugged with my cum. With your cunt dripping my cum. Until I take you out of the fucking corner and put you back onto the bed so I can use you like the naughty fuck toy that you are. And of course, the complete irony of the situation is that you would enjoy it. I already know how much you would enjoy it, because you're a filthy little whore. You would enjoy just being used and taken and filled with cum. You would just enjoy being used by your master. But there would be no such enjoyment out of it for me. Nothing. Because you're just a toy. You're just a fuck toy that has no purpose as well in this world other than to be fucked by me and taken by me and used by me and then put back in your corner. Or thrown away. Because you're pathetic. Kneeling there fucking waiting for something that'll never happen because you don't deserve it to happen. Kneeling there and waiting for me to use you like a complete fuck toy should be used. My terms, not yours. Because you're pathetic. A filthy little whore like you doesn't get the right to make that choice. Because you're to be seen and not heard. to be fucking used and not heard. You don't have a voice anymore because you don't deserve it. You don't deserve a single fucking thing. Because you're worthless. Filthy. The filthiest little whore that I've ever seen. But only that is as good as your cunt. And only that is as good as the fuck toy that you know you are. It's the cock sleeve that you know that you are. You're a filthy little cum slut, and you need to take all of my cum in every last one of your holes, despite the fact that you truly don't deserve it. But I'll give it to you anyway, and I'll make you take it. It's all the same. Because at the end of the day, I've seen through you. I've seen what a filthy little slut you are there. What a complete little cum whore you are, needing all of this cum deep inside you as many fucking times as you can take it. As many fucking times as it will fucking flood you over and over and over again. Because that's all you were designed for. Just me and my own personal little fuckhole for me to come inside and plug all of my juices in you. Or maybe for me to come all over you. Spray it on your face or your tits. In your hair. Why should I care? Because you're pathetic. A pathetic, dirty little slut that just needs fucking using. And I know that so well. So, my dear little slut, is it time for you to get on your knees? But you're already there, aren't you? Like a good little slut should be. Time for you to kneel there and take your fucking caning, like the worthless little whore that you are. And the filthy little whore that you know you are. And it's time for you to take that fucking caning and for me to use your fucking cunt as my toy and come inside it. Me to fill you up until you drip, until it runs out of you, until you are fucking used up. And so, is that the bet you've got? Do you want to repent? I don't think a filthy little slut like you knows how to. I don't think a dirty little whore like you will ever know the true way to please someone like me. You can try. You can try, and I will sneer at you the entire time. Yes, and you will take every last drop of cum I have in my balls to give me a nice sleepy edge. You're a filthy little whore, my dear lady. A dirty little cum slut just to be used as you see fit, as I see fit, as I need to do. To punish you and fuck you and use you and destroy you, make welts and marks all over that fucking body as I pin you in place until you fix everything. And so, where do you find yourself, you filthy little whore? Yes, where you always find yourself. Kneeling in front of me like a fucking needy little puppy dog, waiting for something that you don't deserve. And because I am kind and because I am benevolent, I will let you have it anyway. despite how little you fucking deserve it, because I enjoy making you my fucktoy. Because I enjoy showing you what a dirty little cum slut like you should really be doing. What a filthy little whore like you should really look like, covered in cum and made to walk around with it. Ah, the only way that you would ever, ever be able to redeem yourself from this point, you filthy little slut, if that is truly what you want to do. Then, the only thing that you really can do is come for me. No. I honestly don't care if you do at this point, because you're a naughty little whore that doesn't deserve it. You mean nothing to me. You're a filthy little whore, and if you truly want to serve me, then you will come. And you will come, and you will come, and you will come, and you will come as you worship at my feet. And then, and only then, you naughty little whore, will I wonder and I will consider whether or not I forgive you. And so, my dear lady, we are at the end of our little dance. We have finally reached the end of what has been a long and arduous month for us both. But if you have done this, and you have managed not to break, then you have done well. You have done very, very well. And despite my best efforts, you remain unconquered. To which I commend you. Your will was much stronger than the amount of heat that I could bring to bear. The amount of ferocity that I could bring. Or perhaps I just hadn't found the right buttons to press. To which at this point in time, my dear lady, my wonderful, wonderful dear lady, you are the winner. You have finally made me admit defeat. For this is the final audio of such things. And I will be moving on to other dances, other ideas. But this nofap, this no nut November, this is your victory. Congratulations. And if that is truly, truly how far you have come, then you are a great, great person. A great, great person. And to even to those that did break, you are great people. You have tried something greater than the sum of our parts, and for that I commend you. So, dear, dear ladies, one and all, whether I did claim that scalp, whether or not you did come for me, or whether or not my voice will see you into tomorrow, at which point, all better off. Congratulations, and well done for continuing this dance as long as I have, for keeping up with me step for step. Congratulations.